listener exclusive. It's Triple
M Breakfast. Matt Collins for Breakfast, the podcast edition.
G'day, Matt Collins from Triple M Brekkie, and it is great to hang out with you on the podcast edition. This is my weekly chat with Journo Jarks, the best journo in our region, from Region Riverina, Oliver Jarks, of course. This week's headlines include the latest updates from a Griffith winery that collapsed at the end of 2022. Will the 6-ton artillery gun shoot down Griffith's art gallery? And more Nutella farm revelations. Let's get to it. Here he is, Journo Jarks. Seven, Riverina MIA's 963 Triple M. Matt Collins with you for Brekkie. Good morning to you. It's all thanks to our good mates at Dom's Motors. Dom's Motors Subaru, home of the legendary Subaru WRX. Head to the website for more info, domsmotors.com.au. Now, look, he's only the best journo in our patch. Each and every week, Journo Jarks in the studio from Region Riverina. Good morning to you, sir.
You're very flattering, Matt. That's quite a compliment.
That's the line you gave me to read out.
I did, yes.
Best journo. You didn't at all. And I stand by that because you are. You go digging for stories that a lesser journo wouldn't go digging for.
Yeah, I like to call myself the best Region Riverina journo in Griffith. Because I'm the only one, yeah.
You're too humble.
Yeah.
I only could wish I was as humble as you, because you know what? As Donald Trump would say, I'm very humble.
You are very humble. You are very, very humble. Yeah.
Thank you. Let's get into some of these stories, because as always, Journo Jarks, there is some absolute crackers in here. I don't know where to start. The Nutella farm is a gift that keeps on giving for you. Not necessarily good for locals, but we'll get to that one shortly. This one you've been working on for a while, and it's about the Griffith winery that collapsed back at the end of 2022.
Yeah, the winery, I think it's pronounced Saint-Paris. Collapsed in October 2022. There's a hearing going on in the liquidation for the past probably 6 months or so that I've been covering. You may have heard that the McLaren P1 supercar was bought allegedly by the winery. And yesterday there was a very interesting hearing where the court looked at the expenses the director made and whether they were business related. You have to, if you're a company director, you have to spend company revenue on things that are related to the business.
Makes sense.
We heard that there was a PlayStation bought, a home theater system, some department store shopping in Paris were made on accounts here.
And these were claimed to be business expenses.
Well, I guess the lawyer said, you know, what does this have to do with a wine business. It doesn't sound like it's related to, but you know, no judgment has been made. The judge will make his call on that in the next few days, I guess.
Well, there's a lot of viticulturists that play PlayStation.
There is, yeah,
for the wine games.
For the wine games, yeah, there are wine games on PlayStation, of course, yeah.
All right. Well, what's the next step with that one? Because you've been on that story for quite a while now.
I have, yeah. Well, it was actually the final hearing. It's in the civil court. Obviously, there's no criminal charges that have been laid. We make that clear. But it was the final hearing. I guess the liquidator is trying to get money back from the director, because they believe that they're alleging that he made expenses that were outside the wine business. They want that money paid back. So that's what this case is all about at the moment. And the judge will make a judgment probably within the next week.
Where's that McLaren right now? Do you know?
The McLaren, I believe it was actually sold by the liquidator for $1.47 million. Did you buy it, Matt?
No. I didn't want to downgrade.
Okay, right. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Okay, so we don't know where that is. It's outside the region in any case.
It's been sold. It's been sold off. It was actually an absolute bargain, apparently, to get a McLaren P1 supercar. Only 375 made in the world.
Yeah.
So to get that for $1.47 million, it's probably worth around $3 million.
Someone is very happy right about
now. Yeah, for sure.
Now, this one relates to the Griffith Art Gallery, and they're concerned, Journo Jarks. What are they concerned about?
Well, they're in a bit of a panic at the moment. I don't know if you have you seen the 6-ton magnificent artillery gun
that's been erected
outside the
in Banner Ave there, yeah.
So it's erected outside both the art gallery and the War Memorial Museum, which are side by side to each other. And I went to a meeting of the art lovers actually last week, and they're a bit worried that the gun seems to be pointed at them. And they see that as a bit of an ominous sign. Someone said it was a bit of a hint.
It's a bit threatening.
That, maybe our days are numbers as an art gallery. The future of the art gallery has always been sort of questioned. The War Memorial Museum, actually, they're the trustees of both those buildings.
Right.
And the art gallery has to pay rent to the War Memorial Museum, and a lease expires in 13 months.
So are they maybe have a small inkling that the fact that the 6-ton artillery gun is pointed at the gallery is a sign of in 13 months...
You're gone.
You're out.
You're homeless. But I'm happy to reveal here today that that's not going to be the case at all. I spoke to Pat Cox, who's War Memorial Museum Committee Secretary.
We love Pat.
She's fabulous. Absolutely brilliant woman. She says there's no reason at all for art lovers to be worried. They're looking to renew the lease, the gallery have been great tenants. So
good news.
Breathe a sigh of relief. We won't have arts just, spread all across Banner Avenue. Yeah.
We say that respectfully, of course. Kent, is there any way to point the gun in a different direction?
Well, Pat actually said that it's just a coincidence the way it's pointing.
Of course, yeah. But I just wonder.
And it's actually more pointing towards a mural. It's not really pointing. It's pointed in sort of the direction of the art gallery, but it's not actually aiming at the art gallery at all. So, yeah.
All right. Now, we are running short of time, but I do want to touch on some more Nutella Farm revelations. Jerno Jarks, what have you got for us?
Yeah, but I was digging in. Obviously, last week we found out that this Nutella Farm in Narandra, a hazelnut farm, $70 million, got a whole heap of taxpayers' money from you and me to actually set up. This is a $1 billion company. I've also looked at their tax returns of Ferrero Australia. They only paid 1% tax in the last financial year. $304 million they made, paid $3 million in tax. Now, imagine that, how Aussie businesses would go if they had to pay 1% tax and got a whole heap of subsidies.
They would love that. And then just leave town.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? Now, I tried to call a government department to talk about this. I called at 3 p.m. yesterday and no one was there, probably still at lunch. Or
3 p.m., be lovely.
3 p.m. tends to be that sweet spot where half the staff are at lunch and half the staff have already gone home.
I see. I'm in the wrong office, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm asleep by 3 p.m. anyway. I can tell you, I was speaking of Banner Ave, going for a walk the other day, and saw our state member, Helen Dalton, and brought up this story. Mm-hmm. I said, Helen, we need to talk about it. And obviously Helen works on lots of things. She's got lots of balloons in the air. She's keeping up. But I said, this is one that the locals are concerned about, and we would like to get some more information, which she was open to. So
yeah, it's something Helen's talked about in the past about foreign companies, because I think she's a local irrigator herself. So obviously it's something that she should be raising.
1% tax, that'd be all right.
Yeah. Imagine that. Imagine how much you'd have. Yeah.
That had spread over quite nicely.
Yeah, that's like $2 for me, but for you.
$2.50. Mate, we love your work.
Thank you very much.
We'll talk next week. Great. 22 past 7 here on Triple M.
The best way to start your day in the ender. Matt Collins for breakfast on 963 Triple M.
A listener exclusive.